Welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Karen Petty, the Executive Director of the Humane Society of Greenwood. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I tell you, beautiful day out there. Going to be a hot one out there. What are they saying here today for the weather? God, it was 63 this morning, and it was marvelous out there. But right now it is, what is it, about 88 degrees. So it warmed up very quickly from that 63 this morning. They say mostly cloudy. I say mostly sunny out there. Supposed to get a high in the mid-90s here today. So, you want to make sure your animals are okay. In fact, what we're going to be talking about today is the Humane Society and all the things that are going on to help keep you guys solvent and growing.
Solvent.
Yes.
Good word.
Yes, it is a good word. And if you go on Facebook here today on WLMA WCRS, you should see a picture of the elusive Gracie interviewing Karen Petty today right here with Ann Eller on WLMA WCRS radio. Check that out on Facebook. Karen, how you doing today?
I'm fine, but elusive?
Yes, we haven't put any pictures
of
her.
Oh, I thought you meant in terms of you can't find her when you walk in the room.
No, you can always find Gracie.
She'll find you.
Yes, but we haven't put any pictures on Facebook.
She's a beautiful dog, very beautiful and sweet dog. Good job.
She is marvelous, and we just haven't gotten any pictures on Facebook. People have been asking, so I thought since the Humane Society was here and since yesterday I threatened her if she wasn't good, that she could be taken.
I would love you, Gracie. Don't think otherwise.
She goes, I know, she's just kidding. Look at her on that big pillow.
I'm
over
very
there.
Envious. Yes, I would like her life.
Yes. The other day, the funniest thing I ever saw, I mean, we're standing out there in the backyard right here. She'd gone to do her business. She finished up, and the sun was shining. It was beautiful out there. And she didn't lay down in the grass. She flopped down the grass. And I just looked at her, and I said, God, you're lucky.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
What if you did that out in your store? I just want to be here. Plop.
That's right.
And we'd be calling 911.
That's right. I thought about flopping down in the grass, but then I knew somebody would call somebody. Well, how is everything going with the Humane Society?
We're busy in many, many ways. Busy because animals are still coming in at a rapid rate, but we're also busy because we've got some great fundraisers coming up to help, again, create that solvency that you mentioned earlier. So we're excited about those.
Well, you have one, this evening you're going to be over at Business After Hours.
Yes,
right
we are.
Right there at Mary Oaks Barbecue, mm-hmm. Guaranteed to have excellent food. And that's going on today from 5:30 to 7:30 right there at Mary Oaks at 119 Ginn Street. Now, you're real close over there, so...
Yeah, it was great. It was a great opportunity that they extended to us, and we're like you said, right around the corner from Mary Oaks. So we're going to walk up there with probably about 8 to 10 dogs, and let people take a look at them, and we will be at a safe distance from the food.
I was going to say.
We will really be testing these dogs' patience and obedience, if you will, and probably some of the staff as well. But we're looking forward to being there because we really want to get out more in the community. There are often people that don't want to come to the shelter. And, you know, we've got great animals out there that would love just to be visited and played with. So you can come out and do that. You don't have to necessarily adopt, although we would appreciate that. So we're going to turn the tables and try to be out and about more and more in the community with some of our great animals so people can see them and meet them.
Sure, and there are some great opportunities for adoption. Now, just talking about adoption a little bit, Karen, how does that work if you have animals and somebody wants to adopt?
What we do is we have a questionnaire filled out because what we want to achieve before we get too deep into the process is make sure that the pet they've picked is a match for their home, their lifestyle. Are they a high activity home, a low activity? And if they do have pets, what we do is arrange for them to bring, normally it's just dogs, bring their other dog or dogs out, and they get to meet the dog they're interested in. We have a meet and greet across the road there, away from all the noises of the kennels, and see if they get along. And it has
a play date,
and it has cemented many adoptions, and others we have prevented a potential problem. So it's very good, very effective, and it's, you know, if everything goes right, it should be real simple, and dog gets spayed or neutered if it's not already, and then they get to go home.
And you do so many good things before you send an animal home, the spay, the neuter.
Right. They get all their shots. All the dogs are tested for heartworms first. And if they are negative, we immediately put them on a preventative. Cats are tested for leukemia right off the bat, and they're vaccinated if they're found to be negative. They have their rabies shots. They get microchipped when they're adopted. They've been dewormed. You know, we try to keep up with it all, and keep in mind we have, on any given day, at least 180 dogs and cats. And if you can imagine how challenging it can be to keep up with preventing fleas and other parasites and worms for just one or two pets you may have, imagine for 180. So it is a challenge, but we do our best to try to keep up with that because we want to send a very healthy pet home with their adopter.
Absolutely. So now, how much does it cost to adopt when, and you get all this all done wrapped up in one package, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And the cats are $50 and the dogs are $85. And you get all those services and procedures that I mentioned included with your pet. You know, plus you get a great pet. You know, that alone, you know, the pet's worth far more than the fee. I mean, just alone. Look at Gracie. Put a dollar tag on that dog.
She goes, you can't.
I mean, you just, you know, for the lifetime of fun and companionship, that's priceless.
Absolutely. But if you went to do that on your own, those services alone would add up to at least a couple hundred dollars.
Depending on if it's a dog, and a larger dog especially, it could be well into $300, $400, in some cases $500.
So it really is a bargain to shop at the Humane Society for your pet.
Thank you, Ann. That was a good way of putting that, too. Jotting all these down. Yes, shop at the Humane Society, won't you?
Well, I was just saying, you know, if you want a pet and you're going to shop around, why not check out the Humane Society?
Well, we certainly encourage people to come there because we're also the location. You know, we manage the county shelter on their behalf, and so we get a lot of unwanted lost animals, owners not found, don't come in, and so we can't reunite these lost animals. They're often called stray. We call them lost because they belong to somebody beforehand,
right,
some point in time. So we have, I think people are amazed that we have purebreds at our facility. At any given time, we've got boxers, we've got pointers, we have chihuahuas, we get cocker spaniels. We get purebreds all the time. So if you're wanting something specific, please come out and check with us first. And certainly we encourage you to contact rescue groups and other locations, too, that are also trying to place homeless animals as well.
Sure. And you have a website, too, where people can see pictures.
We do. It's GWDHumaneSociety.org. And we're also on Facebook. You can see them there as well.
So they are out there. They want good homes. You want a great pet. Why not go to the Humane Society?
So come to Business After Hours, right?
Absolutely. That's going on this evening. General admission is $10. Chamber members is $5. So go out there. See Becky Ginn out there, right there on 119 Ginn Street, which is right past the Civic Center, right past the Humane Society, right?
Right.
The Civic Center, Humane Society, and the veterinary hospital.
Yeah, the baseball
there.
Field, we're all kind of connected right there.
Absolutely. So go out there this evening, check out the pets, and have a good time out there. You will have a good time. But you have other things going on. That's a little bonbon for tonight.
I think we're crazy. Officially bonkers at this point. We have a tailgate party tomorrow night, the first ever that we've ever done. But I can't think of a better way to put together the fun and frivolity of animals with a tailgate party. I mean, that just seems to go hand in hand.
You know, the tail and the party.
Ah.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about it, so don't you go away. Hey, if you've got a question for Karen, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass Greenwood.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ellen. Today's special guest is Karen Petty, Executive Director of the Humane Society of Greenwood. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
And as usual, Gracie is the center of conversation here. I used to be able to at least garner some. Now I'm living through my dog, folks.
Yep.
But anywho, that's okay. Hey, we're going to talk, we had a question come in. Let's talk about this, and then we'll come back and talk about the tail wagon event, tailgating. Beth Garland called in. She said that she is in the process of moving. She cannot take her large dog, who happens to be a little older, but could you give her a guarantee that they won't be putting her dog down? So far, she hasn't been able to find anyone to take her dog, and it's just tearing her up.
I can imagine, and I personally could not imagine being at that point and have to make that decision. So, Beth, I feel for you. We operate the county shelter. It's an open intake facility, which means every animal from Greenwood County is brought to that shelter if it's unwanted, found lost, or stray. So, for instance, so far this year, dog-wise, we've taken in 1,700 dogs
that were
unwanted or stray. Yeah. Most of them are stray. The unwanted, or in her case, it's not that it's unwanted. She's in a predicament that she can't keep it, and that's also on the increase since the economy went the way it did.
People are downsizing how they're living or moving back home or any
exactly.
of those
things. Exactly. You've nailed it. So with that kind of challenge for you, we share the same challenge because we have, for your dog, we have another 20 you know, in the last 3 days that have come in, and the people all want the same request. And I wish I could promise you that, and maybe one day we can, but I can't. It's a county facility, open intake. It's just impossible. Does it mean your dog doesn't have a chance to get adopted? Absolutely not. It certainly has as much chance as any other dog that comes in, but there's just no guarantees because we run at full capacity. There's 180 dogs and cats at any given time during the day, and that's coming in all the time. Animal control's picking up animals. People are bringing them to us. It's a math problem that no one's been able to solve yet.
That's sad. That's very sad.
Well,
you know, there's not an option at this moment.
Not in this area. And Beth is not the first person to have contacted me personally about such a guarantee. And in all honesty, I have to be fair to all the animals. I don't find it fair to the puppy that came in stray versus someone I know, or I just that tears me up. I can't give favoritism to any one animal over the other. They all are there for no fault of their own, in my mind.
Sure.
So we have to be fair to all of them and try to do the best that we can with the resources that we have.
And that's another issue, isn't it? The resources that you have.
The facility is, I mean, we can beat this drum all day long.
Sure.
The facility's old. It can only hold so many animals. Unfortunately, because it is old, it's very disease-friendly. You have a lot of things hiding in the cracks there. And I have to say, older and younger animals are the most vulnerable to catching the different diseases and viruses that come in. We have animals coming from all over the county, the woods, you know, abandoned homes, and they're covered in fleas and ticks, and they come in needing rehabilitation physically, and it's just a big challenge. And I wish I could, believe me, I would love nothing better but to say absolutely, because it breaks my heart. I mean, I've been doing this for so long, so it's very difficult.
It is. So unfortunately, Beth, there can't be any guarantee. So the best thing is if you could find your dog a home on your own, that's really going to be the way to know that your dog is okay.
There's very few, no quote-unquote, well, some people call them no-kill. There also can be called adoption guarantee facilities, especially in this area of the country. We're about 20 years behind other areas that have devoted so much effort and money into spay-neuter services and really going out there and being proactive with that service. So it's very difficult, especially this time of year. Spring and summer, we're the busiest, and we're still getting more now in September than we thought we would coming off of August and the rest of the summer. So it's just going to be very difficult, and she would stand a better chance at this point, I would say, hitting up everyone she knows to try to take the dog.
To try to match it up.
Right.
With appropriate. So, you know, unfortunately, there are no good answers on this. It's a difficult subject.
You know, I would love you. This is okay. You've got people who, and Ann, you're gonna get this. I know you will. The people who don't think about, or maybe not even care, that their pets keep having puppies or kittens.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are making Beth's situation more difficult.
Sure.
Hers is a situation where it's like, okay, you have a pet we can try to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't.
Probably well-trained and would make an excellent companion.
Exactly.
Right.
Instead, we're having to deal with an indulgence of people who don't just take that step to prevent them from being born. So it pulls our resources around in ways that we would prefer not to. I would love to be able to help everyone who has had a pet trying to rehome their pet. We've got other people taking away our attention and our funds, frankly.
Sure. And, of course, that is the biggest thing that is going on out there, so is puppies and kittens, and they
right.
just keep reproducing when you know. And, you know, it is so affordable to bring your pet to the spay-neuter clinic over there, set up a date, and
well,
get it taken care of.
Our clinic, let me tell you this, and you probably didn't know, we are temporarily closed.
Oh, I didn't
we
know that.
We are upgrade. Yes, we are. So what we're doing, though, there are plenty of other low-cost facilities. There's one in Spartanburg that we have been using and Greenville that we've been using for our adoptions.
Okay.
Very affordable. They even have better prices than we could offer. They have grant monies and such that afford them to supplement. And the location in Spartanburg will actually meet down in Lawrence every other Tuesday. So if you want to get your pet fixed, you can meet them in
wow.
Lawrence, and they will take them up. And both places are fantastic. Greenville Humane Society has a facility on Airport Road, and the Animal Allies in Spartanburg, I forgot where it is now, but it's really easy to get to, I can tell you that. If you look them up online in the phone book, you can find them and schedule an appointment. And when we get reopened, I promise you, you all will be the first to know.
Okay. Well, do you have the numbers over there that if we gave out a number that somebody could call if they wanted to find out what the
Absolutely.
Place is?
Absolutely. I can give you our front office number. It's 864-942-8558. And just ask them for the phone numbers for either the Greenville Humane Society or Animal Allies. And there are other low-cost facilities in the general area around us as well. So if you do have Internet access, you could find other resources.
Okay. Well, check that out. And, of course, if you have a question you need to call about something like that, call the shelter, 942-8558. That is going to be an excellent option. And any idea when yours is going to be back open?
I'm hoping by the end of the year we're going to be submitting a grant to get upgraded equipment. We're renovating the whole procedural SOPs, all that stuff. So we're redoing the whole thing. So we're looking forward to a big grand reopening.
Okay.
And I'm hoping by the end of the year.
So will there be the first dog that was saved?
That would be exciting, wouldn't it? Poor thing will be all on morphine, doped up. They're like, yeah, picture in the paper.
Kind of like the first baby that's
yes.
born every
year. I like that idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Okay, well, there you go. The first dog to get spayed at the new be a lottery ticket. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
All right. We are here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 bypass. That's right. You know where we are. We are having a good time here. We're talking to Karen Petty. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this tailgate party that is going on. And I know you are going to want to hear all about it. It sounds like a lot of fun. Unfortunately, I'm going to be the color girl over there at Emerald, so I won't be in attendance, but it sure sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, the price of gold right now has dropped back a little bit. I'm telling you, you know I talk about this every day. Right now, gold is a little under $1,800, $1,780. If you've got gold, if you've got diamonds, I don't know what it's going to do, but I wouldn't wait. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Price of silver, just under $40 an ounce. Make sure you come see us. Don't let that great price that it's been at slip away from you. Come see us today. Got a question? Give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. Got a question for Karen, though. Call on the hotline right here on WLMA, 229-7984. South Carolina News is up, and we'll be back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Karen Petty, Executive Director of the Humane Society of Greenwood. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, Brian. We are over here at Sharp Facets Gallery talking all about humane society and all the issues that go with it. You know, pets are so much part of our lives, and yet when you get yourself in a predicament, it's quite often the pet that has to go.
And you know what I was thinking? Most people don't plan to have a predicament.
Right.
The predicament just occurs, right?
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking at a certain age, you know, I'm looking at my cats thinking, are they going to outlive me? You know, there's all these considerations I hadn't thought about before. But, yeah, things come up that you wouldn't expect, and you want to be able to know your pet has a place to go, and that's what we want to be able to provide with all the confidence we can give you to know it's going to be the best of the best.
Absolutely. So a difficult issue, difficult issue. Karen, one of the things that we wanted to talk about today before we talk about the tailgate party tomorrow evening is numbers. When you see a stray pet out, or a stray animal, maybe not a pet, but a stray animal out there, should you call the Humane Society or what should you do?
I am so glad you asked. No, don't call the Humane Society. We manage the shelter for when the animals are brought to us. Animal control is actually a function and service that's provided by the city and the county on behalf of all the citizens. So you would call the dispatch number. Everybody ready to write this down?
Sure.
The number is 942-8679.
And what happens when they pick that animal up?
They will bring it out to the shelter is what they'll do.
Okay.
And they'll bring it to us. But we don't actually go out and travel and pick up the animals. We are care and keep. That means when they come to us, it's our responsibility to make sure that they're cared for, food, water, any medical treatment that might be immediately needed, we'll take care of that.
Sure. So, and then if somebody has lost a pet and it's been picked up by animal control, it's going to be
at the shelter. So, yes, so then you would call us. If you lose a pet, you find a pet, have any questions about the services at the shelter, then you called 942-8558. That's the main number at the front office. And we also have another number if you're interested in a specific pet that's available for adoption. Our adoption center has its own telephone number. So we're trying to make it easy for people to get directly to the source of who's going to help them.
Sure.
So the adoption center number is 942-8775.
So if you've seen a pet, whether it's on Facebook or on your website,
right,
give them a call. Or if you're just interested in adopting,
absolutely,
and haven't seen a pet or something, but you want to come out. Now, at the adoption center, what are the hours to be able to go out and see what's available?
Right. It's Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
10 to 5.
We've reopened on Wednesday, so we're only closed one day a week, so we can be available as much as we can for people to come out and do their shopping, as you said earlier. Yes.
Well, just make it easy. You don't have to leave town to get your pet. You can come right out to the Humane Society.
We have pets aplenty. And, you know, going
there
back.
There you go. That's a good name for this business. Pets aplenty.
Yeah. Pets are too many. Going back to the animal control number, I want to stress the reason why it's so important that you call Animal Control Direct is because it's logged in dispatch's phone logs.
Mm-hmm.
So they have record that call has been placed. If you call us, by the time it gets push to the right person, you're going to lose valuable time, especially in an emergency situation. You want to call that number to get someone out there right away. So if you call the shelter, you just might delay getting the help you need.
That's right. So, you know, it's almost like calling, I mean, I'm not putting this out, but it's almost like calling 911 in the fact that
right,
it gets it to the appropriate people to start doing something
exactly
about it.
Exactly, exactly.
And we have a great person that handles picking up the animals and everything.
Yes, we have a gentleman that handles the county and another one who handles the city, and that's all they do. So that's why we need to, and they've got the training and the resources, the tools, all that they need to catch the animals.
Sure. So just call 942-8679, and then they'll decide whether it's a county person or a city person,
exactly,
correct?
Right.
One number.
Right.
One number to call. All right. Well, that hopefully will clarify that. The number for the adoption center is 942-8775. If you think you want a pet, this is the place to go. Go check it out there. Give them a call, and they will help you with everything that you need. Let me tell you, getting a pet from a shelter is one of the biggest bonuses around, because they do the spay, the neuter, the microchip, the shots, all this stuff to make sure that the pet that you get is in good shape when it leaves their doors.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Now, we just had a call from Jan Merkel. She said, is the dog in the pick one for adoption? If you're talking about the dog that is on Facebook today, Gracie, no, Gracie is mine.
Oh, no.
Gracie belongs right here to Ann Eller. In fact, her official name is Gracie Beauregard Eller.
Beauregard.
I just love that name. I had to throw that
if
in
she was a
name.
Boy, she looks like a Beauregard.
She
I
does.
Give you that.
So, no, Gracie belongs right here at Sharp Fastest. Come by and visit her. She loves to lick. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, she does. And it says, where is the barbecue place? Well, it is at Mary Oaks Barbecue at 119 Ginn Street, which is right up past the Civic Center. You can't hardly miss it right there on the right. It is Ginn Street. It is, what is the building that is out front, the little quick stop place there?
Monk's?
Monk's Corner, yes.
Yeah.
And right there on the corner, and then right up from that is Becky's Place. So check it out. Have a good time. General admission, $10. Chamber members, only $5. And that's going on from 5:30 to 7:30. And come out and mingle with the dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that an interesting comment? A double entendre.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Becky. She's like, hey.
All right, come out there and have a good time. But this tailgating event, I am fascinated by how did we come up with this idea and what exactly is happening?
One of our board members had this idea. The American Legion asked to partner with us for an event. And we said, sure. And so we threw around different ideas, and this is what we came up with. And I was really excited because it ties in perfect with the time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Football just started, so everyone's raring to do their football thing. And so we just turned it into a fundraiser and a fun time, music, entertainment, silent auction. And I have to say I'm very, very astounded by the generosity of people who have given us items for the silent auction.
Wow.
Very excited. So we're looking forward to raising funds through that, and people will obviously walk away with a wonderful item, and that will go directly right back into funding the animal shelter.
Now, this is, now I just need to ask, can you bring your dog?
Not to this event, but
okay.
We did think about it, but outside, if the weather, we have a rain plan too.
We're not, okay.
You know, if it happens, we have a plan, but the initial plan is to have cornhole challenge outside.
Right.
I don't know how well that would be if we have any Labrador retrievers that were brought. I think the cornhole bags would be gone.
Right.
So we're going to hold off and see, you know, how we do without the dogs and maybe see if it'll lend itself next year.
To a dog event. Okay, so dogs are not invited to this event, even though it is for the dogs.
But they'll be fine at home. I know they will be.
Absolutely. But you're going to have DJ Barry Mayfield, right?
Yes,
out there.
Right.
Music by Jason Swain, a cornhole challenge, silent auction. Now, tickets to this event are $25 for adults?
For adults, and for children up to 12 years of age, only $10. And that includes all the food and all the beverages that you wish to enjoy.
Now, what kind of food are we going to have here?
Okay, it's typical tailgate fare. It's going to be hot wings and dipping sauces, a slider bar, and you can make hamburgers, hot dogs, or there's going to be pulled pork,
mm-hmm.
pasta salad, and I may forget something, folks, and, evidently the greatest shrimp dip God ever created is going to be there in mass, plus pita chips for that, a fruit, big old fruit plate with different sliced fruits, a dessert bar, I know I'm forgetting, potato skins. It's typical tailgate food, really healthy.
Really healthy. That sounds great. Now, that starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow and goes till 12 a.m.
That's right. That's right.
And the auction will be going on throughout the event?
We're going to close it at 9. There's some big games the next day, so I want to make sure that people that have to get home and leave early in the morning for the big home games will have time to still participate in the auction. So we're going to close the auction at 9 and have everything ready for the winners by 9:30. And also, the event is at the American Legion over there on Calhoun Avenue.
Right across from the Country Club. Great space over there. So you got to get out there. Tickets are $25 now. Do they get the tickets at the door, or can they buy them in advance?
They can go online to our website and buy them if they'd like at GWDHumaneSociety.org, or they can go to Camp Chinkapin, Corley's Market, Howard's on Main, the Mill House, or Palmetto Treasures. They also have tickets there that you could purchase.
Absolutely. So check that out. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll be talking more about what's going on over there at the Humane Society. And Gracie stays right here at Sharp Passes Gallery. But thank you for the offer. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Lou Dobbs, Mr. Independent.
Wow. Ann Ellard, I love your show. The I Love Ann Show, which airs from 8 to 10 a.m. each weekday on WLMA Radio in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Well, we have a good time. It's a real positive, upbeat show.
I love it.
Well, then, you will just have to keep listening to the I Love Ann Show weekdays on WLMA 1350 AM or WLMA.net.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Karen Petty, Executive Director of the Humane Society of Greenwood. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are talking about this tail wagon tailgating party. But the only tails, I guess, that'll be wagon will be human tails.
I wondered how people would take that. I don't know what to expect.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, there's two home games right here in Greenwood. Emerald is playing home game this weekend against Ware Shoals Friday night, and also 96 is at home with Belton Honeypath coming down. So this, of course, is going to be just an awesome event to check out.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to actually have an event that's just fun, party, enjoy each other, and it's helping the Humane Society and the animals there. I'm very excited about it, and hopefully it's going to be a success, and we can do it next year and the year after, and this will be the first annual.
Right.
Building on to the rest. So, you know, we've got entertainment. We're going to also be playing on the big screen there in the American Legion highlights from classic college football moments. So we'll have that, try to create enough ADD, you know, stuff going on that people are excited.
Now, do you know any of the items that are in the silent auction, some of the biggies maybe that would tempt people to come out?
Well, there are stays available at two different beautiful mountain houses.
Oh, great, that, coming up with the fall.
And then we've got tickets to both the Carolina game and tickets to a Clemson game. The Carolina game is for the 24th, which is coming up against Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are on the 50-yard line, row 2.
Wow.
And the Clemson, it's the homecoming game against Boston College at field level as well, 50-yard line.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got a grill, some jewelry from somebody's home.
Right.
And some other items that people have come through with at the last minute that we were just thrilled to get. And the other thing, too, is the Cornhole Challenge. We've got prizes for the winner of that. It's a $5 entrance fee, and then you can get multiple throws. And I don't know much about cornholing. I'm just going to pretend I do.
Okay. Well, it's phenomenal how big it's gotten here.
It has. And so we couldn't ignore the fact that people are playing this while they tailgate. So we've got Steve Bailey is coming out, and he did the tailgating tournament for the Festival of Flowers. So he has graciously come out to do this for us. It's going to be really big. We're going to have a lot going on.
So you will not be bored. And for an entry fee of $25 to get into this event, let me tell you, you'll be able to eat your way through that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That alone.
Yes.
And we will have adult beverages available, so if you want to imbibe, be sure to bring your ID with you, because we'll have wristbands on those folks.
Now, when they purchase the auction items, are you taking credit cards or do
Yes, we are. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. We are. We'll take any form of money, anything.
Right.
We'll take cash, credit card, check. Yes.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. So you need your ID and your credit card or debit card, right?
Yes, exactly.
There
good question.
All right. But other than that, come out and enjoy yourself at the first annual Tail Wagon Tailgating Party, a benefit for the Humane Society. You know, Karen, I think it's really great that you have gotten so many unique and different events happening to help the Humane Society because, you know, in this economy, it is hard to get grants and funds available, so we've got to do it ourselves.
Right, and I think people want to give, and I think more people would give if they felt comfortable. It wouldn't put them in too much of a bind. But if you give them something fun to do, it's like, you know what, let's have an adult night out, and the money's going to the Humane Society. By golly, let's do it. So I like to give them those kind of opportunities as well.
It becomes a win-win situation.
Exactly, absolutely.
Exactly. So this is going on tomorrow night. Put it on your calendar for tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. You can buy tickets at the door. Adults are $25, $10 for kids 12 and under.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have great food, great auction items, and the Cornhole Challenge just ought to put it over the top, Karen.
It's very competitive. I'm kind of nervous. I think people are going to be fighting over who the winner is. But we've got some great prizes for the winners, I'm excited to say.
Well, then that'll just make it more interesting.
That's right.
Absolutely. Now, that's going on tomorrow night. But then it looks like next weekend you're having a pet adoption at Tractor Supply.
We're crazy. crazy, Ann.
Yeah,
I told you. We are from 10 until 2. We'll be at Tractor Supply here in Greenwood. And we're going to, again, have adoptable dogs. And if the weather's nice, we hope to have some cats there as well. That would be crazy.
Yes.
It's 10 till 2.
Okay.
And we'll be out front. You know, of course, if it rains, we probably won't be able to, because I don't think they'll want to have us pile inside the store with all those animals. But if it's nice weather, we'll be out there, again, trying to reach out and bring animals out into the community for people to visit with.
Absolutely. So that sounds very awesome, going on from 10 until 2 next Saturday. And, of course, you can go by Monday through Saturday.
Yes.
Out to the Adoption Center right out there.
Absolutely. We're open, waiting. There's been a lot of visitors. We're very excited to have people come through. And you know what? You can come just play. Come out and play with them. They love it. And if you want a good laugh, you know this now, don't you, Ann?
Yes.
Come out and watch the animals. They're the best comedy out there. It's free.
Absolutely. So, and they say, you know, on the news this morning, they were talking about a good laugh is good for pain relief.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That? Yes, it releases those endorphins and gets you. So get out there to the Humane Society. Now, I just need to ask, because I know a lot of people think Humane Society, kind of, is the Adoption Center nice and clean and pretty?
Well, I hope so. We eat off the floor.
You eat off the floor.
That's
okay,
how clean it is. No, it is. Well, of course, the animals can't stay healthy if we can't keep it clean. Again, there's a lot of animals, so if it smells a little bit, we try to take care of it.
How many animals you got out there right now?
Well, total, we have about 180, but in the adoption center, there's probably close to 20 dogs and maybe about 30 cats, and that's because they've all been processed. They've had their shots, they've been tested, and they're all good to go.
Well, that brings up an interesting question. How do you decide which animals are going to be up for adoption?
That's a really good question. Well, first of all, like I mentioned to you off the air, we had hoped for 6 dogs to move up to adoption today, and 3 tested positive for heartworms. So again, if you turn your pet in, keep in mind that, you know, it's very expensive to treat a heartworm-positive dog, and we don't know what damage has occurred to the heart and the arteries and the rest of their body. So that puts the dog at a very big disadvantage. If the cat is positive for leukemia, if they get sick, upper respiratory spreads like wildfire, just like with people. So health plays a part. Behavior. If we have an animal that comes in that would rather eat you than play with you, how responsible would it be of us to put it in the adoption floor and have some innocent child who we've just invited to come out and play and laugh and release endorphins get attacked and scratched?
Sure.
So those are the two biggest litmus tests. Yes.
Sure. Okay. All right. So, and you can go online to your website and check out the animals. Now,
mm-hmm.
That's not always totally updated, though, is
it? I try.
Yeah, I know you try, but
if the picture's not taken, you'll see at least a brief explanation of the animal with a little clip art, and I've got some to upload. But for the most part, they should be, yeah, more cats came up yesterday. You're right. I got those to get to. I got so much to do. I have a party to plan.
That's okay. But anyways, you can always go out there, and it's much more fun to see them in person.
Oh, yeah,
anyways.
You need to see them in action. Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So get out there to the Humane Society, right out there to the Adoption Center, which is right behind the Civic Center.
Right.
Right behind the Farmer's Market.
We're at the back of the bus.
Absolutely. Now, the numbers to call, if you see a stray animal out there, would be a good idea to write this number down, particularly if you live in an area where you see more stray animals than
mm-hmm.
not. 942-8679. That's for animal control. They log it, and they send the appropriate people out, and then they end up at the Humane Society.
Right, and that would be for the weekend, after hours. And keep in mind, the animal control officers don't work 24/7. They do have to sleep and take care of their families. But their regular law enforcement can help. If there's an injured animal, you call them, and they'll come out to the scene, especially if they get hit by a car. Those are the kind of things that could happen in the middle of the night.
Sure. So that's the number to call, though, 942-8679. Now, if you need to call the shelter to find out information or something else, give the shelter a call. What's that number, Karen?
It's 942-8558.
Okay. And then the adoption center is?
942-8775.
Now, let's cover just one more time before we get run out of time is the fact that the spay-neuter clinic is actually closed right here in Greenwood. But there are possibilities. It's not like I want to wait until you guys get back open. That's not a good idea.
It's not helping the shelter at all by doing that. Go ahead and get it done. There are other low-cost facilities around us, Greenville, Spartanburg, Aiken, you know, depending on how far you want to go. But also the one in Spartanburg, they'll send a transport van every other Tuesday to a point in Lawrence, and they'll meet you there.
So, and then they'll bring them, I guess, back
the same day. They'll meet you that afternoon back with the pet. And we recommend both places. They've done. We've used them ourselves, and they do really wonderful work.
So don't wait on that. You can go online, or I'm sure you can call the shelter, 942-8558, and get a number to call.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these are some of the great things going on. You got another event coming up 10:15, but that's Calabash and Cops. I don't know. We're running out of time right here to talk about that, but that's a fundraiser that's going to be happening over at FATS, correct?
Yes. They've teamed up with the Sheriff's Department, and the Sheriff's Department picked us as the charity to benefit, and I don't know what they're going to do to the people, Ann. I don't know how they're going to get money, but they have guns.
Well, the Sheriff's Department can figure it out.
That's right.
Hey, we've had a great time having you here. I sure hope that tomorrow evening's event is a big, big success, and everybody comes out to the tail-wagging, tailgating party right there at the American Legion Post 20.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. September 16th, that is tomorrow evening, 6 to 12 a.m. Check it out. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Going to be here all afternoon, folks. That's right, right up till 6 o'clock. Price of gold has gone down a little bit. You don't want to miss out. You want to make sure that you are getting the most for your money, so make sure you come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Right now, gold is staying around that $1,780 place. Come see us today. This has been another day right here on Meet Me at the Diner. I've been with one of my favorite friends right here, Karen Petty from the Humane Society. Karen, I hope you have a great, great, great afternoon.
I hope I do, too, and I hope you buy a lot of gold.
I certainly do, too. Hey, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.